With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump takes the world stage, addressing the UN General Assembly in New York, directing some of his remarks to Hamas.
Those who want peace should be united with one message: release the hostages now. Just release the hostages now.
Citing what he calls unserious and ridiculous demands, the president has canceled this week's planned meeting with two Democrat congressional leaders. Mr. Trump was to meet with Senate Minority Leader Schumer and House Minority Leader Jeffries to talk about averting a government shutdown at the end of the month. And the president is warning pregnant women about a popular pain reliever and fever reducer.
The president announced that the FDA will notify doctors that the use of acetaminophen or Tylenol during pregnancy can be associated with an increased risk of autism.
Don't take it. Don't take it. There's no downside in not taking it.
However, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said the Trump administration's statement is irresponsible and is not backed by the full body of scientific evidence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Jimmy Kimmel's time out from late night TV didn't last very long. He returns to the small screen tonight after ABC lifted the suspension it imposed last week. Kimmel was taken off the air for controversial remarks about Charlie Kirk's accused assassin, and at least one owner of a group of ABC affiliates, Sinclair Broadcast Group, says it will not air Kimmel on its 39 ABC stations. Watching Wall Street this hour, stocks are mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading about 185 points higher, while the NASDAQ is 62 points in the red. This is SRN News. A Michigan transgender legal case will proceed.
A U.S. district court will not quash a lawsuit filed by a couple who accused the Rockford Public School District of helping their teenage daughter live as a boy in class without their permission. Alliance Defending Freedom is representing the parents, and spokesman Kate Anderson says, quote, "Parents have the right to direct the upbringing, education, and health care of their children without government interference. Schools should never hide vital information from parents." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has struck down a ballot summary for a pro-life amendment backed by Republican state lawmakers, stating that it presented an unfair and insufficient description to the voters. Cole County Circuit Judge Daniel Green ruled that the ballot summary must be rewritten, but he rejected a request by abortion advocates to block the proposed constitutional amendment from going to the voters. The decision marks the latest in a series of twists and turns in Missouri's abortion policies over the past 3 years. SRN News. Moldovans facing a wave of AI-driven disinformation.
It's all ahead of a crucial parliamentary election on Sunday. Online monitoring groups have tracked Russian propaganda campaigns aimed at reducing support for the pro-European Party of Action and Solidarity, or PAS. Researchers say these campaigns mark a new phase in Russian influence operations using AI to impersonate Western media and flood comment sections. Moldovan President Maia Sandu has warned that this vote is the most consequential in the country's history, determining its future with the EU or Russia. Keith Peters, Washington.
Russia says it shot down 36 Ukrainian drones bound for Moscow, and Ukraine says that Russian missiles, drones, and bombs killed at least 2 civilians. The war grinds on after 3.5 years. More details at SRNNews.com.